Welcome to Soul Up with Kayleen Welsh. I am Kayleen Welsh, and I am your guide to a lighter life. I'm here to remind you that you have tremendous impact as a co-creator of your own life experience. We are at a beginning point as humanity, and what we do matters. What each one of us does matters. We have an opportunity right now to shift our focus that's been so much in the dark and turn it a little bit more toward the light, so we can heal the shadows of our past and create a brighter future. That's really what's happening in the world right now as we look at all of the challenges and all of the pieces that are coming up to be addressed. We needed to look at the shadows so that we can heal the karma and the shadows of our past. And in doing so, we have the skills and the gifts and the ability to create a brighter future. So whenever you're beginning something new, it makes complete sense to start at the beginning, right? We don't start at the middle or the end, we start at the beginning. That means no rigid expectations, letting go of preconceived ideas, and really no definitive path. You're willing to step out and see where things take us. So finding your way requires an openness, a willingness to do something you haven't done before, a curiosity, and an eagerness to experience. This is the archetypal message of Aries. We're about halfway through Aries season as we look at aligning with the rhythm of the universe. The sun entered into this archetype, this flavor of energy, this pattern. It's a pattern of emergence. It's a time of year where we look at what's emerging, what's coming forth. So the sun entered into this archetype on March 20th. The new moon in Aries, which is where our conscious and our unconscious aspects of self come together, really to have a conversation about what we need to attend to moving forward, that was last Saturday, March 29th. So we are, well into Aries and we're finding our footing, even as we are in the first days of a new beginning, because these cycles lay on top of these cycles. Neptune, at 0 degrees Aries. It's a transpersonal planet that greatly impacts the collective, and it's beginning a completely new cycle. It takes about 160-some years for Neptune to make a complete tour around the zodiac, and it's at the very beginning, at 0 degrees Aries, starting a whole new cycle of spiritualization, of connection with the mystery, of asking ourselves who we are as spiritual beings. So it's bringing its spiritual influence to our identity, to our actions, and to our consciousness. With it, you can feel it in the air. With it comes a revitalization of enthusiasm and hope. That is the nature of the April Fool. The world is changing, and so are we. Much of what we knew to be true in the past is no longer relevant. So, as we step forward into a new landscape and a new identity, I invite you to open to the character and lightheartedness of the Aries April Fool. Like the Fool, we are to begin our journey with fresh eyes, open minds, and a spring in our step. With eagerness and an open heart, we're off for a sense of adventure. We go and we grow. The mythical journey of the Fool takes us through the archetypal realms of being, bringing us through the process of evolution, round by round, from innocence to wisdom, from ignorance to enlightenment. And there's an awful lot of steps in between. And it is a deep symbolic path, this journey of the Fool. It mirrors the hero's journey that Carl Jung, Joseph Campbell, and others have described. It carries qualities of openness, spontaneity, and the wisdom of unknowing, not knowing, often representing a character who, really despite appearing foolish or naive, possesses a unique kind of wisdom and freedom. The path of the fool or the hero is most clearly represented in the major arcana of the tarot. And similar themes appear in mythology, folklore, and spiritual traditions worldwide. The fool's role is to challenge rules, rulers, and established norms. They shake the status quo and bravely call out inequities. We see this in the historical court jester and in our comedians today. They speak truth to power and are able to get away with it through humor and wit. The fool is unburdened by social conventions. He's free. He, she, it, they are free to be outside the box, expressing and embracing unconventional ways of thinking. They get to lead us into the new. Some cultures view the fool as a manifestation of some crazy wisdom, you know, a sort of divine madness, where what looks like its foolishness really marks and masks a deeper understanding of life in the universe. It's ironic to me that culturally we think of the fool as silly, you know, naive, foolish, while conversely, we give power to the shadow side of this archetype. This shadow side is evident in the American political scene and has become the dominant expression of Aries energies through the history of the patriarchy. We've had wounded masculine energy, shadow masculine energy. This shadow Aries fool presents as the know-it-all, you know, the person with all the answers, who is closed to new ideas and won't listen, thinks better than everyone else. You know, this is the zealot and the dominator in its lowest expression. And as a history of humanity, we've seen this in action. The Aries shadow falls into cruelty and deceit, whatever it takes to hold power and get their way. We've seen this shadow side of the Aries fool for centuries. It's shown up in attitudes like survival of the fittest and top dog. It is shadow Aries that has resulted in authoritarianism, narcissism, enduring slavery-based systems, and my way or the highway kind of ideas, greed, corruption. This is shadow's Aries, which we are saying quite loudly in the world around us. Humanity is now presented with a new point on this spiraling pathway of life. We face similar issues to those we addressed in the past. The question becomes, are we a different people? Can we avoid a civil war this time around? Are we able and willing to make a different choice? And if we're willing, what are we going to do differently? Requires action. Can we rise beyond the fear for our own survival and take a stand for a better life for all? How will we reflect a higher consciousness and create a different response? How will we do that? What will that look like? While the shadow is clearly alive and well, the light side of Aries is moving into the forefront. We can see it daily all around us in examples in our own life and again on the world screen, in our political screen. The world is responding to the shadow Aries, bringing forth a new level of light. It is this light side of Aries who rushes to respond to an emergency, to help someone in need. This is the judge who upholds the rule of law. This is the person who speaks up. These are the whistleblowers, people who stand for the underdog, for people who don't have a voice and can't speak for themselves. This is the masculine energy. This light side of Aries is the masculine energy that protects and supports, that relishes life, takes it in with gusto, and lives with purpose. Aries brings an awareness of the divine within, creating a channel for good works, right action, and authentic power. I believe that we can find alternatives to war and domination. We can work together with our neighbors, near and across the globe. We can eliminate the battle and take the war out of our words. We can create a world built on compassion rather than cruelty, on cooperation instead of authoritarianism. For some of you, my vision may sound like nonsense. Maybe it sounds like a pipe dream, pie in the sky thinking, an impossibility. Yet being open to possibility is one of the gifts of the fool. The fool challenges the need for everything to make logical sense. The fool sees with the heart and knows that impossible things happen every day. That's the wisdom and magic of the fool. Our greatest transformations don't come from careful planning or doing something the way it's always been done. They happen when we take a leap into the unknown, when we don't know where we're going, but we step out anyway. So think about some of those times. Essentially that's falling in love. Totally a leap of faith. Surrendering. Starting something new requires a moment of decision, of trust that this can work out. Yet these changes in our life, these big leaps and changes, often begin with confusion, chaos, or even maybe what looks like a foolish decision. The fool's journey is about recognizing that life isn't always predictable or linear. And truth isn't always something you can think your way into. Sometimes you simply have to live it and take it in as it comes. God, or good, comes to you disguised as your life, as Richard Rohr would say. Many spiritual traditions see the fool as touched by some kind of divine madness, but it isn't reasonable, and yet somehow it's beyond reason that takes us closer to truth. And this explains why figures like Jesus, Confucius, and other spiritual mystics often spoke in riddles or paradoxes. Things aren't always logically clear. The fool's journey teaches that wisdom is not in control, but in surrender. Not in certainty, but in embracing the unknown. To walk the fool's path is to dance with life, unafraid of the edge of the cliff. The fool's journey is a powerful life pattern that can help people navigate uncertainty, transformation, and deeper wisdom. It offers an alternative to the typical goal-oriented, linear path that we've all been so indoctrinated with. Instead, the fool's path emphasizes trust, surrender, and playful engagement with the unknown. So I would like to invite you to an April Fool's Challenge. Embrace the archetype of the fool and see what a difference it makes in your life. Try it out just for the rest of this month, less than 30 days. Make a conscious commitment to look at life with fresh eyes, with being open to possibilities and willing to try on new ideas, activities, thought patterns, to hear with new ears. Let's tip this planet toward good. Being on a fool's journey doesn't require grand gestures. It's not about abandoning your duties or your responsibilities. It begins simply with a shift in mindset that has us embracing the unknown with trust and curiosity. And so if you're up for this challenge, here are some ideas on how you can embody the fool's journey in your own life. Begin with trust. Take that first step, even if you don't feel ready. The fool doesn't wait for a perfect plan. He doesn't have a complete itinerary. The fool begins. You don't need to have everything figured out to begin. The fool's journey isn't about the destination. It's about the willingness to start walking. It's about the path and the process on the way, even when we're not real sure where we're going. That first step requires us to take risks, you know, even when you don't have all the answers. So, start something new, maybe a creative project, or you know, if you've had a business idea you've always wanted to explore, or some new phase of life, or some new hobby you wanted to try. Check it out, without overanalyzing, without being all caught up in where's it going to go, or am I going to do this for a long time, or what's it going to be. Just allow yourself to start somewhere. It really is about embracing beginner's mind, seeing the world with those fresh eyes, without assumptions, without any preconceived ideas about what to expect. So another way is to just embrace uncertainty. That's a tricky thing, right? We are all very comfortable when we can know what's going to happen and what's going on. And yet the fool moves forward without really any guarantees. Instead of seeking control, the fool trusts that the path will unfold, that it will become clear, and that, you know, all will be well. And I know there's lots of areas that I've held myself back, thinking I needed to get another, you know, what, certification, or I needed to learn something different, or, you know, I don't really know that well enough yet. So how do I just step out on the path, begin where I am, and let the path unfold from there? I think it's a good idea, and this is certainly a part of the fool, is to sort of play the trickster and question everything. Challenge conventional thinking. Allow yourself to think outside the box. Don't accept things at face value or just because somebody else says it or it's always been done that way. Now, this part of the fool really helps us break out of routines and social conditionings. It's really an opportunity for us to look at and question, why do I do what I do? And the energy of the fool allows us to be the disruptor. The fool is sometimes we learn things, it helps us when we shake things up. So when something changes the pattern, that can be the role of the fool. Another important aspect of the fool, and I think this is a hard one for many adults, we need to play more. And yes, though life is very serious, we gotta somehow lighten up. The fool doesn't overthink, you know, he plays, explores, and follows her curiosity. The fool laughs at, you know, some of these serious things of life, uses humor to help us cope, to shift perspectives, to help us see a bigger picture. So it's super important, even as you take on this April Fool challenge. You know, when's the last time you did something for fun? You know, how often do you laugh? Do something silly, spontaneous, or creative. I mean, for no real purpose, just because. One of the areas that I see this so often, and as I have engaged body connection and movement, and we just did a free dance event last Saturday under the new moon of Aries, and for people to dance in public, some people are very constricted and inhibited. We get concerned. How do we look? What are people going to think? So if you're taking on this April Fool's challenge, I encourage you to think about what can you do that might really push you outside of your comfort zone. Do something silly, something unusual. Say yes to something unexpected. And part of this lightening up is recognizing that sometimes there is wisdom in absurdity. Some days it feels like the universe has a really weird sense of humor. And maybe that's okay. Maybe it's a bigger picture than we even really understand. Maybe these are opportunities for us to practice non-attachment. You know, we don't have to know all the answers. It's not ours to have everything figured out. It is also true that we live in a world of duality, and truth often exists in contradictions. There is a paradox often that we see playing out in our lives. See life as a dance. It's a place to play, a place to move around and explore rather than some kind of like race to some destination of achievement or success. The fool trusts the detours and really sees what maybe some others might see as mistakes as part of the adventure. Because really every fool, every person stumbles. But every stumble is a lesson. And so what if this failure is just part of the story? You know, how do we reframe setbacks and allow ourselves to make mistakes? My friend Dinah always used to say, so many mistakes, so little time. You know, really what she was saying is, I'm getting out there. I'm going to go do things. And, you know, as we're out there doing things, part of the fool journey is that we find a fall, failure and loss. Life hurts sometimes. These are part of our growth. So letting go of perfectionism, it's okay to make mistakes. And how do we, I guess, not resist hardship? We can look at a lot of things that happen to us and say, why me? Why has everything bad happened to me? And yet that resistance doesn't do anything to help. You know, what can I learn from this? What am I gaining? How is this expanding me? Those are the questions to ask. And part of this facing the fall, embracing the dark when we fail, that dark night of the soul that tells us, you know, that there are hurts in life. We will find them no matter what we do or how open-minded or light-loving or any of those things that we are. There are going to be times that we trip and fall. And so leaning into that surrender, we can't always control. Things don't always happen the way we want them to. So how do we open to a trust that life really is unfolding as it should? The fool seems to find the magic every day. The fool sees wonder where other people see routine or same old or this is just life. So I encourage you, as you take on this April Fool's Challenge, to consider, what can I appreciate? What's something small that I really can go, wow, that's really great? How can I help myself to like pause a little bit more to notice some of those little things? The sunlight on your skin, or the bird song, or the touch of the breeze. The fool is able to recognize the synchronicities and the blessings that come along and be grateful, feel that sense of gratitude, that greatness of the adventure that we're on. How do we open to that sense of wonder? I find it in the night sky, getting out my sky view app and just looking and seeing the different planetary bodies and recognizing how vast is the universe. You know, watch the world like you're seeing it for the first time. You know, we take life so for granted. The miracle of a new birth, which is, again, spring, Aries, all kinds of things are coming into new life. Animals. I grew up on a farm, so this is the time that the baby calves are all being born. How do we recognize the miracle? And another piece for this fool's journey comes down to integration. And that's really the result of the process. That is the path of the fool as he goes through these life experiences and she becomes the master. And not through control or getting it all right, it's more about learning to trust. The fool eventually becomes the master. Not through control or knowing it all, but through a trust in life's flow. It is through that process, that is the hero's journey, the journey of the fool, the path of mankind, from the fool to the magician, to the master. That aspect of fool is able to use what they've learned to uplift others. They're able to respond to life and create from a place of freedom, not fear. The fool learns to walk lightly on the planet, simple and unencumbered and harmless. You probably know people in your life, people who have been through life's ups and downs, and really now guide others with a lighthearted, calm, joyful presence. You know, they're steady and stable. And as my friend Bonnie says, in the midst of life's storms, they stand serene. We can be people like that. There are people that are like that. We get stronger as we build trust and faith and recognize our ability to handle what comes our way and recognize that we can use our emotions, our thoughts, our skills to dramatically impact the quality of our life and how we experience whatever life comes at us. The fool's path isn't about being reckless. It's about being radically open to life. And it's a journey of trust, transformation, and wisdom through surrender. As we implement these tools and practice this mindset, this way of approaching life, we find that we experience more and more connection with the intangible qualities of life. We align with the soul qualities of compassion, acceptance, gratitude, forgiveness, creativity, and trust. You know, really, we experience life quite differently. I see this as almost like channels of light, aspects of light, qualities that as we are able to embody and live through, we lighten up, life lightens up. And even as we look at the seriousness and the darkness that goes on around us, we are able to have an impact. We're able to enter into that and hold a place in the midst of life's storm. And so as the fool, as we're able to approach life from the perspective of the fool, with fresh eyes and an open heart, we can feel the joy and freedom of the fool. We're carried into the wisdom and mastery of the magician. We gain life skills. And at the end of the journey, the world. We are offered the world. In this life that we're in this time frame that we're in this place of new beginnings, chaos is ever present in this changing, fully alive time that we're in. There's such intensity and things happening so fast. So the chaos is here, ever dancing at the fringes of our experience. Our options are either, we can either glower and grumble and be all in distress because it suddenly appeared, and yet we've seen this chaos coming. We've been forewarned. We could see that things were breaking. And so how do we work with it? How do we accept that this is where we are at? And how do we laugh with it, go along with the adventure, open to trust, and dance along the way? Because that's the piece that's going to raise our vibration. That's the piece that's going to lift us into that higher expression of Aries, the high expression, the light expression of the fool that is able to be a protector and a guide and a support to creating a better world. We've all got that Aries within us, men and women. We've all been masculinized. We've all dealt for a very long time with the patriarchy. We are all now in the midst of a great change as the dying dregs of that come to the surface. Yet, I believe, as we can dance the dance of the fool and see the good, bring the good, the old is going to die away. And the new is going to bloom into a real beautiful garden. Until next time, shine on. Gracious, beautiful oasis with that voice sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can.
facts before you. You're soothing every sore spot, smoothing every course knot, leaning with my whole soul toward you. Every word you sing, simply let it ring out with that voice sweet as honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Sweet honey.